Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
I'll study through the book of Judges. Tonight I want to look at one of the great judges of the book of Judges, one of the prominent figures of the book of Judges, one that most of us are probably familiar with. This is probably the most familiar judge, one of the three most familiar judges. Deborah, Gideon, and then Samson. Tonight we'll look at the life of Samson from chapter 13, 14, and 15, and 16. Y'all gonna pray with me tonight. Amen. Amen. As we look at Judges 13, 14, 15, and 16, I want you to see five things as it relates to the life of Samson. All right, the first thing is Samson despised his heritage. He despised his heritage. Samson had a lot. God gave Samson a lot, but he done so little with what God had gave to him. He's probably what we would call the biggest loser. He's probably one of the biggest losers in the Bible. From the beginning of his life, we can see that he comes from a godly heritage, a very godly heritage. Look here at chapter 13, verse number 1 through 7. And what I'm going to do tonight is kind of just highlight so we can hit all five of these things, because I want you to see the whole picture of Samson's life tonight. That's why I want to try to hit all these chapters, so I'm going to just highlight it. But Samson's mother had a visitation from the Lord. The angel of the Lord came to Samson's mother, and Samson's mama had problems having children. She couldn't have any children, and she wanted a child, but she couldn't have a child. Now, anytime your life seemed to be outside of the norm, that means that God is up to something special. In the Bible, whenever people had problems having children or something like that, or there seemed to be a delayed blessing or something, God is up to something special. These people couldn't have any children, and they just about had kind of gave up on the idea, and then all of a sudden, God showed up and say, y'all getting ready to have a baby. And now God don't pick you out like that unless there's something special about you. God does save his greatest blessings for those that really love him. You didn't hear what I said. I said God saves his greatest blessings for those that really love him. Why do you think that God chose Mary to be the mother of Jesus? He just didn't choose just any old lady out there on the street. He chose a virtuous woman. Proverbs 13 would call her a virtuous woman. Anybody know what I'm talking about when I use that word? Virtuous woman. That y'all done heard Proverbs 31, hadn't you, about that virtuous woman, how this lady, she know how to take care of her household. She's really loved by her husband because, I mean, she's a working woman. She do what she's supposed to do when she's supposed to do it. And she makes other people look good. She makes her children look good. She make her husband look good. As a matter of fact, the Bible says on that virtuous woman, the husband is noted downtown. The reason, in other words, the reason that the husband can get them one of them big jobs downtown is because he got a strong woman backing him up. You know, they have always said, I heard this all my life, behind every great man, y'all can finish the sentence, behind every great man is a great woman. Even if that man ain't married, there's still somebody. There's a mama, a sister, an auntie, a big mama, somebody done made that boy great. Hello, somebody. That's why it's one of the most terrible sins that a person can ever commit is to take all the credit. I don't care who you are, you can never take all the credit. Because all of us are standing on somebody's shoulder, if the truth be told. Samson come from a godly heritage. Mama was a godly woman, but the daddy was even godly. The daddy, now this is like a first. I ain't never seen this in the Bible. But normally when an angel of the Lord show up, he'll show up, and then after he leaves, then that's it. He don't show up a second time around. But Manoah, Samson's daddy, prayed and said, Why didn't get chance to see the angel? I want to see the angel of the Lord. And so he went and prayed, and the angel showed up. Say, you want to see me? Here I am. Now, that shows you the strength of a man's prayer life. If somebody told you tonight that an angel showed up in your bedroom, that an angel showed up in their bedroom, would you believe it? Most of us would say, now, so-and-so said that an angel, she said she saw this angel at the foot of her bed, and this angel told her such and such and such. What you think? You see what I'm saying? You'll be asking others, what you think about that? You know your Christian girlfriend talk. You know your little Christian girlfriend talk. What you think? See, when you go around saying what you think, that means you doubt what you think. Hello, somebody. Because if you really believe it, you would go and tell them, hey, so-and-so saw it, and I believe it, child. Yeah, she said it, and I believe it. I believe that's going to happen to her. Yeah. But most folks don't believe in the supernatural. We say we do, but when it really happened, a lot of times we don't believe in the supernatural. It's not until after we done got the blessing that we believe in the supernatural. Oh, I know that. I know that. I know that. I know that, you know. Particularly when it comes to waiting on a blessing, that's the hardest thing, to wait on that blessing. But once you get that blessing, yeah, child, the Lord told me last year, and so I just waited. That's the hardest thing to do, is to sit still and wait. But notice in verse number 8, the Bible says, then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us that we shall do unto the child that shall be born. Now, you know what he said? Now, notice how he prayed his prayer. He didn't pray his prayer with no doubt. He prayed it. The angel came and said, now, y'all going to have a baby next year. So what he prayed, he said, we need some parenting lessons. Tell the angel to come back and give us some parenting lessons. See, if God said that it's getting ready to rain, y'all need to be going and getting your umbrella. You need to be telling, hey, y'all better get some umbrellas around. That was basically what he was saying. God said, we finna have a baby. We ain't never had no baby before. We ain't never raised no child. So he said, hey, tell the angel to come back and give us some parenting classes because we want to do it right. This is a powerful prayer. That's powerful. Man, that really shows a lot of faith. Now, just think what you could do with that kind of mama and a daddy. A mama and a daddy that had faith like that, you could go places, couldn't you? Samson should have went places with a mama and a daddy that can pray like that and get in touch with the Lord and the Lord show up. Man, that's a godly heritage. But he despised that heritage. Now, we're going to jump kind of fast forward a little bit because that's what the text do. The text fast forward it. In verse number 24, the Bible says, and the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him and the spirit of the Lord began to move him at time in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Now, think about this. The Spirit of God. So he got godly parents, and then the Spirit of God is working on him. At an early age. Hey, don't tell me that God won't call a child at an early age. As a matter of fact, that's what we need to be really praying for. We need to be really praying that God call my child, my son, my daughter, my grandchild. See, if you done messed up on your children, that's a good thing by grandchildren. See, God give you a chance to get it right the second time around. Amen. Since you blowed it the first time, don't mess up the second time around. Amen. Amen. So the Spirit of God went to work on him, but he despised it. And you're going to see that as we go through the text this evening. He was to be born a Nazarite. Look in verse 7. The Bible says he was to be born a Nazarite. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Who is that verse talking to? But he said unto me, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Who is that talking to? Who? The angel is talking to the mama, and the angel is telling the mama, now, make sure you clean up here. You got to. Why is that? Because you're getting ready to raise a Nazarite. Now, notice, where was Samson to get his teaching on how to be a Nazarite? From his mama and daddy. The mama and daddy. See, you can't tell your child now, you're not supposed to drink because God told me that you're not supposed to be drinking because you're supposed to be dedicated to the Lord. Well, mama and daddy, you can't drink. You see? Did you see what the angel just said? The angel said, now, Samson is going to be a Nazarite, but neither can you drink anything. Neither can you touch anything dead. Because you got to train this boy how to be a Nazarite. Amen. And how many of you know you can't teach what you don't know? And you can't lead where you don't go. Isn't that the problem with parenting today? Now just do what I say. Don't do what I do. You ain't got no business looking at me. You just do what I do. I mean, do what I say. Amen. And bring me that beer out that refrigerator and get on out this house and go play. I don't want you sitting up in this house watching me drink beer. Go out there with them kids. You don't need to be around grown-ups' conversation. I don't know why you don't want me to be in this blankety-blank house. Well, you take your blankety-blank on out the door. You ain't got no business being in this blankety-blank house with us. See, you're teaching the child how to cuss. Hello, somebody. Anytime I hear a little child cuss, I look at the mama. And particularly when the mama don't act like they shop, because that lets you know that ain't the first time. See, if that was the first time, they would say, what? What? I know I didn't hear you say that. You see what I'm saying? But when they act like it's just regular and normal. Amen. Ain't nobody over here but the pastor. That's all. Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to show you later on how he despised his heritage. Number two. Let's move to number two. He defied his parents. He defied his parents. He defied his parent. In other words, he didn't obey his mama and daddy. Look at this illustration. In verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, and Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Somebody say, bad news. And he came up and told his father and mother and said, I have seen a daughter in Timnah of the daughter of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to be my wife. Now, what's going on there? What's going on there? What's going on there? Huh? Can anybody tell me where Timnah is at? Do y'all think that's in Israel? Huh? He done went away from home for about. Hold this for me. For about? You think he's in Israel? If he's not in Israel, what country he's in?
Egypt.
No, he's not in Egypt. But he is going south, but he didn't go that far south.
Iraq.
Iraq, no, he didn't go to Iraq. God bless y'all. Y'all trying hard. You're trying hard. Amen. It's right in the text. Philistine. All right. So he was up in Dan. Dan is northern Israel. The Philistines is southwest. It's southwest. And so he went south. He went south. How many of you know anytime you leave the will of God, you go down? He went down to find him a wife. He went out the country to find him a wife. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God's blessing is right there in your vicinity. Everything you need is right there in your vicinity. When you got to go way out your way to find your blessing, 9 times out of 10, because every now and then you always got to leave room for, God can do something out of the ordinary. But 9 times out of 10, you finna go wrong. Matter of fact, God is going to bring you your blessing. He gonna bring it to you. He gonna bring you a husband. He'll bring you a wife. Hello, somebody. Amen. I see these husband and wife looking at each other. Did God bring you to me? Amen. 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 You stumble up on your blessing. You may find them at the ball game or something, or at church. Amen. At school. Amen. If you wanted a husband today, where would you go look? Look at that. Y'all trying to be, y'all, this ain't no trick question. Amen. God is, where did Adam have to go look to find Eve? Did he have to go to Egypt? He didn't have to even leave the garden. You see what I'm saying? He didn't even have to leave the garden. If you got to leave the church to find your husband or find your wife, you know that you are out of the will of God. Now, you know that's out the will of God. If you got to leave church to find you a girl, hello, somebody. All these pretty girls in the church, and you got to go to Studio 67 to find you a girl. You got to put your alligator shoes on. Polyester slacks and stuff. Amen. Your leisure suit on that you used to have 20 years ago, put that leisure suit on. Something wrong with that picture. All right. Now, notice though, his mama and daddy, notice their response. Samson says, I done found me a wife in Timnah, one of them Philistine women's, worldly women's. Verse 3, then his father and his mother, see, they were both in agreement, said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistine? You mean to tell me you got to go that far to find you a wife? Out of all these pretty girls around here, Samson, you can never. That meant that this ain't the first time. Whenever mama said, you can't never, huh? Why that you can't never find you somebody right around here? What? In other words, he been going down there to them Philistines, hadn't he? This ain't his first time. But I done find me a wife now. Why is it? Y'all can help me here. Why is it the person that is so wrong, you feel like he's so right? Bread of life. Everybody else can see that person is so wrong.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.